Photos, Fire Destroys Home, Stops at Bible Verses Written Inside. By Amy Furr on February 4, 2020. A fire devastated a family's home Sunday in Livingston Parish, Louisiana, but did not destroy everything within. When firefighters with the Livingston Parish Fire Protection District arrived at the Lovett's home on LaBelle Road, it was completely engulfed in flames, according to KEC. Thankfully, the family was able to escape without being injured but lost their pet bird in the tragic event. "We just shut the door and ran," said 16-year-old resident Rebecca Lovett, adding, "We think of everything we lost and can't really replace it. But we'll get there eventually." However, once the blaze had been quelled and firefighters entered the burned-out structure, they found nearly 80 Bible verses written on the studs from when the house was built in 2017. What caught our eyes was that the homeowners had written scriptures on wall studs through the house. "The fire stopped at the scriptures," the department wrote in a Facebook post Sunday. Monday, the Livingston Parish News tweeted the photos of the scripture verses. Many of the verses were put there by friends and family members who had since passed away, according to Rebecca's aunt, Casey Chasen. "My grandparents were praying people. The fire spread up through the attic and those studs that are standing there with the scriptures may very well have saved their lives by giving them enough time for all seven people to get out of the house unharmed," she said. One of the verses written in red ink was Matthew 6:34. "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Another said, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." Romans 12:12. Chasen expressed her relief that the family was able to make it out of the house in the nick of time. "The fact that they're all standing here safe and sound is just a miracle. That's all there is to it," she concluded. Officials said they are still trying to determine what caused the fire.